This episode is brought to you by the Kelsey Air TV show on radio. From HeadGum Studios comes a scripted, limited-run comedy podcast that we think you're going to love. Dreamt up, written, and performed by who else but Kelsey Air. The show is a fictional account of a classic American talk show that, due to a string of bad luck, has just been canceled. After licking their wounds, the team behind the TV show decided to take destiny into their own hands and resurrect it through the magic of radio. Subscribe to the Kelsey Air Show on Spotify, Apple, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back.
Yes, here we are. Welcome to the Danish & O'Neill podcast, the number one podcast in your neighborhood.
It is. In the specific neighborhood you're in, we are number one. We've checked the demographics, and we thank you all from your particular neighborhoods for supporting us.
Yeah, dude. Did you see that the SNL sketch about Zillow that may have stole that joke from Ted Alejandro? All over the place. I feel bad. I think they may have stolen it.
There's been allegations about them in the past about some theft.
There's been some like proven allegations about them.
I saw.
Like, I get briefly it. Pressure, high pressure situation. You know, guys are going, "Hey, I saw this in a comedy club." Maybe not realizing where it came from.
I briefly saw. I didn't like watch the sketch. I saw like a quick snippet. What's his bit?
I mean, his bit is like my wife and I are like basically at an age in our marriage where it's like we don't sext, we just send like Zillow properties, and it's like, did you see this three bedroom? Oh my God, I'm so horny. Like that. And that's basically the same sketch. But if you see it, he did a good job because he put the sketch up and he put his bits up and like cut them or intercut them. And I was like, oof.
And he is a New York comic, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's suspicious. It's definitely suspicious.
It's pretty damning. I mean, you know, if you're in the comedy community, I get it. High pressure situation. Motherfuckers are real tempted to steal to keep their fucking job at SNL. But that one seemed.
Yeah.
Also, it could be parallel.
Or they think they're coming up with it, but they, you know, like it seems familiar. I don't know. You know,
yeah.
They just go with it. And they're like, then after the fact, like, oh, okay.
Oh, they're like, that's where that idea came from.
No, but I think been a bunch of them, and I don't think they ever like really address it. They just kind of ignore it.
No, they don't. I mean, it's along the lines of anything where it's, if you pull an idea from a TV show that's like a drama and you do it in a comedy version, it's a similar thing. But yeah, I mean, it seems like a blatant ripoff.
Yeah,
hard to say though.
Sucks obviously for a stand-up,
especially because it's the most talked about sketch in like a long time.
Yeah, and I guess the ratings were like big up with old Dan Levy there.
Yeah, people love him. They're like, this is the best family ever. And I was like, shut the fuck up, people.
I saw Gino. Old Gino Levy was on there.
Yeah, old Eugene? He showed up.
Was his mom on there?
I don't know.
His mom said... some sort of thing like, for those of you at camp, she just said WTF, so I don't think she wanted to name the camp. who made a certain camper's life a living hell in the bunks because he was a little different. I got some little words for you live from New York. And I was like, what?
I know. I saw that. I was like, oh, all the bullies are like, damn, we made a mistake, dude. We totally fucked up. He's hosting Saturday Night Live.
Well, I was like, one, like, they're not, I'm going to go out on a limb and say the bullies aren't following this guy's mom online, so they didn't see it, I would guess.
Also, the bullies were kids. They probably regret it now as adults. They're like, we were fucked up kids. I was bullied at home. My dad beat the shit out of me, so I took it out on fucking Dan Levy.
And at some point, you got to, like,
let it go.
Isn't the success kind of the, you know, like, do you really need to go with that? Like, I get it. Like, they probably were really shitty to him, and they probably made him feel bad. And I understand, and that sucks. But, like, does that tweet, like, what does that help? Like, I don't get it.
Yes. And bullies don't just bully. Bullies come.
Yeah, they're usually created.
They're fucked up. They're created by some fucking extreme circumstances. So at some point, can't you just go, I'm sure these guys aren't like, you know what? If we saw fucking Levy right now, I would fucking throw that dude down a flight of stairs as like 35-year-old men. I doubt that that's what their thought process is.
Yeah, and I think also, go out on a limb, I'm going to say most of the guys she's talking to aren't like super successful and living great lives now either.
Maybe they are.
They could be.
Who knows? I mean, there's no indication. If you're a bully and you fucking come to terms with it as a kid,
yeah,
you know?
That's true.
But isn't every, I mean, I can't think of a person I knew that wasn't a bully at some point, especially if they were bullied.
Seems like most people, like, even in, you know, in some small way, most people get bullied and bully somebody, or like, are not great to somebody at some point growing up. It's just how it goes.
I saw motherfuckers that got bullied tremendously, and then they found younger kids and started pushing them around. It's a vicious cycle. But at the end of the day, I mean, dude, why are you like? I'm sure if he saw those guys, they'd be like, probably embarrassed, like, oh fuck, man,
or even apologize.
I'm fucking
like, hey,
sorry,
we weren't good. You know, we were what we did.
Sure,
was
there's
wrong.
Some people are like, fuck it. But also, there's a lot of people that are probably like, dude, I mean, I was bullied. I did bullying. I fucking feel bad about it. Like, if I saw people, I'd be like, hey, man, sorry, I just fucked up. You know, I don't know.
But, the Mrs. I don't know if it's Mrs. Levy or she. I don't know if they're married, but still, they could be. But
it's weird though.
She got,
like,
the last word in.
The success of Schitt's Creek meant nothing. It's like, guess what? SNL, motherfuckers.
It was almost like weird. It would only make sense if their bullying was like, you'll never get on SNL, you piece of shit. Like, that was the extent of it.
Yeah, he literally were in his bunk being like, this motherfucker thinks he's going to host SNL. Yeah, well, I got second thoughts about that.
And then they just beat his ass.
Pummeling him.
Yeah, like, that would be the only, like okay, that makes sense. Like, they were dicks about that. But this is just like, this seems like an odd leap.
Also, SNL doesn't quite carry the same cachet that it once did.
GSP was bullied. He didn't, like, after every fight, like, guess what? I won the belt. I defended it. Like, he just left it alone. He talked about it here and there, but not, like, in that sense.
He ran into some of his bullies or something.
He gave the guy money. The guy was homeless, I think.
Yeah, I think it's a rare situation where the guy that bullies you becomes a fucking homeless man.
GSP had a great, I keep an eye on his Instagram because it's so entertaining. I guess in Montreal, they're just finally opening up some restaurants and stuff. And he was, it's the shot, the picture is him in the mirror, like getting ready, combing his hair. He's got like a nice outfit on. And he said, I haven't been this excited since prom night. this guy had a big prom. Guy's fought for belts. He fought huge fights. He's the most excited he's been prom night.
Dude, prom? Who the fuck is like their highlight is prom?
I mean, it made an impact on him.
Oh my God. Dude, that is, as a grown man, be like, prom?
But you see such a high level pro athlete. You've been in movies. Yeah. This guy's excited about his prom.
Did you see his training outside in the snow? Everyone's like, this grueling. He was just doing high knees and throwing the medicine ball in the air, and it was snowing.
Yeah, I was like, everyone's like, this is Rocky Ford. He's training for Khabib. It's like, he just loves the train. Somebody asked him on there, like, are you training for a fight? And he said, no, I just really like the pain. He's like addicted to training. Loves it.
Also, I didn't get, everyone's like, it's snowing. Can you believe it? It's like, yeah, I don't, people do a ton of shit outside during the snow.
Well, if that's what he's in, you know, like, and he skates and stuff. So he's like not, he, being outside, is he's not a stranger to that.
Dude, this Nate Diaz interview that just came out is one of the greatest MMA interviews of all time.
I didn't see it. I saw the text conversation with old Jason Tebow. I haven't seen the clips yet, though.
I was reading it this morning, and it is just like, first of all,
I saw, I didn't know what month it was. Like, no clue.
I could see that. It confirms every time he's called into this show. He said he's never, he's won 95% of his fight. The 5%, like, he didn't really lose.
When I also saw, he said he's cleared out the 155 division. He has no interest in it, which he has not even come close to.
Yeah, he says basically Poirier, the only fight Poirier has is him, and he's not fighting at 155. He says he's done fighting at 155, but he says Poirier has to fight him. But it has to be at 165 or 70 or above.
I think
above.
That's a tough fight for Nate Diaz, in my opinion.
But, dude, it's not even in the weight class. Poirier doesn't fight at fucking 75.
I saw, though, Poirier. I mean, it's such a payday for him. I saw, I said, I wouldn't mind fighting closer to my natural weight.
No, I know, but it also is weird that Diaz is like, this fucking fight, man. Like, dude, if he's going to fucking fight me, which he has no fucking choice, if he wants to be a real fucking champion, he's got to fight me at fucking 170 pounds. Like, what a weird fucking stance to take for a 155-pound champ.
He claims he's fighting four times this year, and none of them are booked.
Dude, he's probably, dude, I'm doing it all in one fucking month, man. Fucking October, Halloween, dog. I'm fucking fighting four fucking times.
I think Ariel Helwani said, like, when do you want to fight next? And he's like, what month is it? And he's like, February? He's like, maybe like April. I don't know. Fucking. I was like, that's his answer.
He said he was also here before all these guys. And he's like,
oh, yeah. Fucking, he said, like, I'm an OG. But it's like, okay, what does that mean?
He just got finished fucking by Masvidal, but he doesn't look at it as that.
No. No. He looks at it as like, why would they stop that? And like, he deserves a rematch. It's just very odd. Very odd.
He
man.
Looks at it. He looks at it as like, I fucking started wrong, dog. I fucking like did basically two rounds in the fucking back, and then I came out. And so like, that was my fault. So I didn't lose, but we just got to fucking do it over again.
But he's been around so long. Like, so, well, how is that an excuse?
It's not. But it's also gold. Like, he's just, dude, he is the greatest. I don't even call it trash talking. He's just the greatest MMA speaker there is.
Not because he's eloquent, because he's oftentimes not eloquent, but he comes from the heart, and it's always unpredictable and always strange.
He's always authentically Nate Diaz, because, and by that I mean, you never know what the fuck this guy's
gonna
say.
No, it's one day it's something, and then the next day it could be completely opposite, but he never addresses that either. It's just like, this is how it is, and this, I stand by it 100%.
I mean, he hasn't fought in a while, and he talks like he's the guy who has the belt.
Oh, you would think he has every belt of every division, hearing him talk.
It's great. You got to admire these guys, man. They're fucking true MMA treasures. I mean, that's the problem, is like, he's coming to the end of his career, maybe another 4 or 5 years at most. It's going to be a sad day, man. That'll be a huge loss for MMA when Nate Diaz has to retire.
Speaking of which, Caleb sent me this. Apparently, Brendan Dassey Schaub, he thought that giraffe was giraffe until he was 23 years old.
Why would you admit to that? Even if you, did he think G was the D sound?
Well, he started it by saying, like, I'm not good at spelling, but that's not a spelling error. That's just, you don't know the word.
That's being illiterate. That's beyond spelling. He's like, there's no spelling.
I thought it was giraffe, man. D-I-R-A-F-F-E. And like, I went all through school. No one ever corrected me. And he said it took a fighter we know, Shane Carwin. He corrected him. He's like, Shane Carwin's a smart guy, man. He told me it's giraffe with a G. And I was like, what? And he was shocked. He said he has 2 degrees from college. He never knew it was giraffe. He thought it was giraffe.
Let that be a lesson to you kids. If you can't get through high school or college, and this motherfucker has 2 degrees, I mean, that's, dude, there's no way. You don't have to be a smart guy. You can ask a fucking, a total tard on the street, and he's going to fucking tell you.
I think the original ice machine guard or Das Man would, it's giraffe.
Mom, so there's this real idiot who's in my cell block. His name's, Brendan Schaub, and he thought giraffe was spelled with a D till he was 23.
Shane Carwin must have been like, dude, what's wrong? Are you serious? Like, that's like, how do you even correct somebody on that? It's a very bizarre thing to like, wait, you think it's giraffe? Like, why?
What? Dude, Shane Carwin has a degree in engineering. Schaub must think he's Albert Einstein.
Oh, he must, like, yeah, he must be like, how do you even do it?
He's like, you have a degree in engineering and you know how to spell giraffe the right way?
Wow, man. I need to go to the zoo with you. You may open my eyes to other animals I didn't know existed.
Oh, my God. That is fucking nuts.
He loved Defri the giraffe at Toys R Us. He was sad when they went under.
I don't even know how. And honestly, that's one of the dumbest things I've ever heard in my life. Like, it's not a spelling error.
It rationalized it. It was like, yeah, if you spelled it like with one F, that's a spelling error. Giraffe? That's just not the word.
I could see him being like, well, you don't come across that word that much, so I didn't have a lot of exposure to it. So
he said no one corrected him. Like, it was other people's fault. Like, well, how often was he saying it? Every fucking 5 minutes in school?
Dude, it goes to show you, some of the dumbest people in the world make a tremendous living.
No, his level of success is very bizarre considering how stupid he is.
It's crazy. Sometimes I think if you're too smart, there's a ceiling.
You get penalized.
But if you're so stupid, you're like, of course I could be a fucking multimillionaire.
Giraffe. It's unexplained. It's really hard to wrap your head around that. 23 years old, he thought it was giraffe.
Dude, I would have made fun of him if he was 14 years old and just found out about it. 23 is unacceptable.
23
is unacceptable.
It's it just makes you think, what else does he think is like, what else does he have wrong? It's got it. And it's not only it. It can't be that. It's just that.
And it's not like an, like, I get it. Like, I pronounce volume.
Well, this is the pronunciation,
but I know how to spell
though.
It.
That's not.
But I know how to spell it.
And you know the word. It's not like, very, Theo was on with him. It wasn't their King of the Sting. It was Fighter and the Kid when they would have all those rotating hosts. And he was like, he was really shitting on him, which was funny. He's like, what about a Golden Retriever, man?
Dude, I was just thinking, like, if he went to the zoo, he just must be, like mispronouncing everything.
Yeah, I would guess he doesn't know a lot of words if he thinks that.
You see the flinguins? Look at those black and white flinguins. He's like, fucking
what? He pronounces every name wrong, too. He's a real, I don't know what's wrong with the fucking guy.
Dude, he must have a lot of trouble with a tiger and a liger.
Oh, I think it would blow his mind that exists.
He's like, what? A lion and a tiger? I always just thought a regular tiger was a liger.
Dude, even fucking his mind would explode. Nobody
mean?
Ever tell him.
How do they do it?
Or like a labradoodle?
What do you mean? What is that?
Isn't that just a regular? Yeah, a labradoodle.
Like, I thought it was like a drawing of a lab. I thought it was a mythical creature.
Oh, I have this new professor. His name is Professor Giraffe Schaub.
That's his first name. Giraffe.
Unbelievable.
Somebody
man.
Else Dude. Sent me. I guess he was talking to Rogan about his HGH, what do you even call it, regimen.
Yeah.
And he couldn't get his dinky hard. So he had to get it. And Rogan's like, that makes no sense. And he's like, why? And he's like, you're putting testosterone in your body. It's literally supposed to do the opposite. He's like,
yeah, but it does make sense.
Yeah,
he's like, if you get too much, like sometimes it can make your dick go soft and blah, blah. Yeah,
like, no, I saw a lot of theories where like CTE prevents you from getting a boner.
Well, that
brain,
could,
severe
that could
brain
be.
Damage.
Yeah, that
can
be.
Affect your testosterone levels and your boner producing levels, and so that could be it. I mean, that if he, it, the problem is, if at 23 he didn't know giraffe after brain damage, that's it.
Like, yeah, I think he wasn't starting as a Rhodes Scholar. So, yeah, I think all the shots to the head, I think he ended up way less than what he started, which isn't good for him.
I mean, a lot of those guys, because of the brain damage, have to get on testosterone early, and you know, especially guys that are active fighters.
Because he said he got off of it, he said. He's not taking it anymore.
Dude, all those guys, I heard that Rogan thing where he was talking about using that. And I was just like, he's like, why not, dude? I'm fucking shredded at 50. And I was just like, your head's also twice the size it used to be.
It's crazy. Someone and just posted a picture. Like when you see pictures of him when he started with the UFC, it's a different, completely different person.
Yeah. He's also getting that, like, kind of those, they call them bubble guts. From yeah. Have you ever seen, like, pro bodybuilders that are older and they have, you can see their shredded abs, but their stomach looks
they have like
bigger
extended,
than a pregnant woman.
Yeah, it's like just like a bloat. It looks kind of bloated. Like they don't look fat, but they look like puffed out in the gut.
Yeah, and I was like, I don't think being on that, it might make you feel, I don't know what the long-term repercussions are. I wouldn't start taking that shit till I was like 70.
I'm assuming so, if he went off, there'd be like crazy side effects. Like I don't think he can.
That's the problem too. So say something really major happens, and your supply chain to that is cut off, fucking war, whatever it is, you're pretty fucked. Like you're gonna the withdrawal from that and what your body's gonna do when I would never want to be on something that I have to stay on forever. That's my nightmare. Unless it's something seriously medical that went wrong, but like if you're just taking something to enhance your physique.
Yeah, that's more cosmetic than anything. I don't know. I mean, I'm assuming it's not anything medical with him. I would 99% sure.
Dude, you're basically saying that your body doesn't know what it's doing. Like, it's been built with a lot of flaws, which some have, but at the same, I don't think you should be shooting that shit into your system. There's repercussions to it that we don't know about. There have to be.
Oh, and it's so little known about long-term. You know, there's like, I think they haven't really even studied what's going on.
I think people's bones are going to start exploding that started taking it in their 30s, who are now in like 30 years. Something fucking crazy is going to happen.
There's
like
a guy, like,
elephantitis or something of their fucking bones.
There's a guy on the internet, I don't know his name, but he does kind of like video, like he's like an expert in all this. Like he's super jacked, but he's like, he's a bright guy and he like knows the ins and outs of all this. So like he like watches videos, people send him of Rogan talking about it. Wish job and he'll stop it, and like he's not a doctor, but he almost speaks like he is because he knows so much about HGH. And he's like, "Here's what I think." And he goes in all these like technical terms of like this and that and this a dosage.
What's his thing is like, don't
he? No, his thing is he takes it, but I think he doesn't do it constantly, and he like really is on top of the dosage to like make sure that he gets the effects he wants and nothing bad and blah blah blah.
I'm assuming Rogan's same, but at the same time, I don't know, man. Like, I don't know if I wouldn't want to walk around knowing there's like, I'm feeling great because of an artificial substance that I'm going to need forever. And God knows what happens if I can't get this anymore.
He's going to heal like one day, look like he's 80 years old. He'll go off and just like turn into a wrinkle.
I mean, not that he would, but what, say you want to go, say for a fucking year, you want to just take off and you want to fucking hike through the fucking mountain or do some sort of tour across the whole world. You can't. Like, what are you going to bring? A year's supply of fucking testosterone with you or HGH?
I guess if you had a ton of money, you may be able to. I don't know. Yeah, it would be hard.
Yeah, I mean, you're locked in to something that, like, I don't know. I'm about freedom, and, like, that doesn't seem, unless you really have to. I mean, there's plenty of people who have medical conditions, and they have to do that. But if you're doing it by choice, it seems like, to tether yourself to something that you have to take for the rest of your life, I couldn't do it.
John Little's going to start doing HGH.
Yeah, I'm sitting on the couch full of HGH right now.
Have it worked out. Feels good, though. I like it.
Yeah, not getting a boner. I guess I got CTE.
Did it give you diarrhea? I don't know. I mean, I have it.
Yeah, he gets on Rogan. Yeah, Joe's taking HGH for the past 2 years. Got diarrhea every. Got HGH diarrhea every fucking day.
What are you eating? Carl's Jr., you know, Wendy's.
It's definitely the HGH, though.
This is one right up your alley. This is from Kelsey and Evan. Both sent it to me. Not together. I'm just saying, not that.
What you think they combine forces?
I'm just saying, like people could think they're a couple.
It would be funny if they're like, you know what? Do you have anything? I have the same thing. We should send together.
This is from KRON4, KRON, or Kron. This is Arkansas. Joseph Stroud, 79-year-old man. He's up to some kooky antics. He's been accused of leaving more than a dozen dead animals on an old neighbor's grave. What do you think? What did the neighbor do to him? That he's fucking, the guy's dead. And this guy can't leave it be.
Also, what is his point of that? Like, the guy's dead. He's not going to use his, does he hate his family?
12 dead animals. So you have to get the dead animal, bring it to the gravesite. It's a lot of work. You're going to put it in your car.
Yeah, I mean,
the guy did it 12 times. Is he just getting roadkill or is he killing things? This is a lot to be answered here.
What is his point? Because the only thing I could think is that he hates the guy, the person's family that's buried, because it does nothing. Like, a grave is nothing. Like, what are you doing? You're going to be like, I'm disrespecting it? They're fucking dead.
They're just decomposing, just like the body. You know, it's like it doesn't really do anything.
You're more affecting the people buried around them because the smell must be
or
horrific.
The people visiting all those, you know, like graves. Yeah.
Well, that's what I mean. The smell is. I mean, and also you're really just making the caretaker's job a lot harder. Maybe he hates the caretaker.
So how he did it, even more bizarre. He got arrested in August after he got caught on surveillance video dressed in overalls and a woman's wig. He went with a disguise. This guy is 79 years old. By the way, it looks just like him wearing a weirdo wig. They show him carrying, this looks like a woodchuck or something, dead. He was charged with defacing objects of public respect.
What is that charge? And by the way, how great is that that it happened so often that they had to make a law for it?
Who did the surveillance? Did they just put it up because they're like, what's going on? Because obviously if you do it like 3 times, they're like, all right, somebody's like, obviously something's going on here.
Probably saw him walking into the cemetery. You know, I'm sure there's probably
like, who's this guy wearing fucking overalls and a woman's wig carrying a dead rodent?
Did he say what his motivation was?
Let's see. So the granddaughter of the guy who's deceased, Fred Allen McKinney, contacted police after she and her family began finding the dead animals on her grandfather's grave 2 months prior to that. So she told police that her grandfather and this guy, Stroud, who had farms next to each other with a shared boundary for several years, never got along with each other. It's an old-fashioned farm rivalry.
Dude, that is classic. And by the way, there are a lot of them. There are a lot of farmer beefs out there. I know firsthand. A lot of farmer beefs.
So this is a classic Tupac versus Biggie farmer beef. And even beyond the grave, this guy wasn't satisfied that the beef was over. He needed to keep it going.
He's like, your shared boundary, you motherfucker.
you tried to cut down one of my trees? Well, take this dead squirrel, you piece of shit.
Dude, land boundaries are, I bet they've got to be the number one neighbor rivalry. I know 3 people that have like fence rivalries.
Oh, you want to hunt on my land? Take this dead woodchuck, motherfucker.
Just even, I know people who've like measured their house, you know, and their neighbor is encroaching on them by like 6 inches, and there's like a huge problem when it comes to fences.
Out. Yeah, people
and,
freak like, out over that. Or if tree, like a branch is coming into your area, I'm going to cut it down. They're like, don't touch my fucking tree.
Oh, dude, there was a big one of those. Because
Mr. T had one of those in Chicago with his neighbors for years.
He was cutting down his own trees,
though. Oh, but they were getting pissed at him, weren't they? It was some crazy dispute. Ozzy Osbourne, didn't he have some beef with one of his neighbors? It was a celebrity? Something.
Dude, there was a family member had a neighbor's tree that was literally, the branches were all on their side. So they're like, you split it with us to trim this fucker down, or we only cut our side down, and then the tree will be so lopsided that it's going to fall on your fucking house. And the people are like, go ahead, let it fall on our fucking house.
I was like, why would you go for that?
I don't know, man. It gets crazy.
I want to know, like, what did he, just what, why? I get that you didn't like the guy, but once he dies, you kind of have to move on into something
What if
else.
It was a sign of respect? The guy's like, I regret our
12,
beef.
The 12 dead animal salute?
Yeah, he's like, I got these for you. I knew you loved roadkill.
So he was trying to make amends.
Yes.
Okay.
And he got arrested for it. No good deed goes unpunished.
He plead his felony down to a misdemeanor somehow. Part of the agreement is he has to surrender his driver's license because of his mental health. So he must have said, like, I'm crazy. I can't drive.
Dude,
so he got a one-year suspended sentence, and he has to pay more than $2,500 in victim restitution. So he's like, you piece of, you're costing me money. He probably is going to freak out even more.
Dude, that does suck. You're 79. You ain't getting that license back.
Oh, no. He's done. He's done driving. You don't think this guy is going to drive illegally? He's not going to give a fuck about that.
Yeah. He'll put that wig on and be like, it's not me driving.
He put the fucking wig. Where did he get the wig? The wig looks like, but what's funny is I think it's a woman's wig, but it's very short. It's not long hair. It's just like a bouffant.
Do you think he tried on a bunch and he's like, I look better as a short-haired woman than I would as a long-haired woman?
His mugshot is great. He's wearing just the classic blue overalls.
Dude, that
what a fucking weirdo. What a weird play.
What a fucking great that he wore the short wig. I mean, did he just have it laying around the house? Or did he go out and like, did he order it?
He may have skinned one of the animals, put the fur on his head as a wig. Seagal style. Oh, that's a very convincing wig. That looks like your real hair. Oh, yeah.
He's like, I would love to know who the name of your wig meister, Matt. What is it? A wig?
Wig maker?
Yeah, but they have like a name. Isn't it like a wig meister or something? People that make wigs have some fucking term. Like I don't know. Okay, well, I'll look it up and think of it for next week.
Wig sommelier?
Yeah, here's your wig small, your wig master sommelier.
Oh, what are you in for?
Well, I had a neighbor shared a goddamn fence with me for 50 years. He died. I was bringing dead animals there.
That's cool.
Is dead animals illegal? Because my brother, he was killing animals and looking up women being tortured on the internet. Is that illegal?
Not that I know of.
He had sex with a couple of dead animals and he made me film it.
I'm going to have to warn you, if I see you going to the ice machine for too long, I'm going to kill you.
He's like,
I'll put fucking dead animals by that ice machine, you motherfucker.
You back off me, Dassy. You fucking giraffe-looking piece of shit.
Giraffe.
Even this guy could spell giraffe.
I just found out it's not duranium. It's geranium, the plant. Who knew?
What if everything, you thought everything was a D?
Are you guys going to be, whose Dar are we taking to the show?
Remember our old MMA coach, Dreg Jackson?
Like, did you just say Dreg?
Yeah, that's his name.
He can't see the letter G. He's got a blind spot for it.
He's got a G spot in his brain.
I graduated two colleges, man.
It's all G stuff.
He's like, are you guys Steve going Brule. To the?
Are you guys going to the grocery store anytime soon?
It's gross. Oh my god, that girl is gross.
Dude, he really is. He's an MMA fighting version of Dr. Steve Brule. Because he is. He's like, look at these hunks. He is like, look at these casino hunks.
Remember we made fun of him because he was saying George Bush Jr. and we're like, who else does that? Not too long after, I saw somebody do a Twitter post, fucking George Bush Jr., bro. Good times. Somebody sent me this. Some reason Twitter wouldn't let me scroll down far. I don't know why. So I couldn't get your name. I'm sorry. But this is the Daily Mail. And we have, remember a while back we did a thing about, was it a Czechoslovakian government orgy?
Oh, yeah.
This is a French government orgy that's giving them a run for their money. I think this orgy is better than the other one.
What's up with these government orgies?
I don't know. It's a government orgy in COVID time. This is in France. Imagine the BO in that.
Dude, can you imagine a government orgy in this government? There's not a looker in the bunch.
Yeah, imagine Mitch McConnell out there, like, eating somebody's ass.
Mitt Romney with that silver fox hair coming in there, really slamming some cock.
Very few even like remotely attractive people.
Ugh, that guy with the eye patch. 80-year-old Nancy Pelosi? That fucking robot? Oh, God.
Rudy Giuliani's face is melting into somebody's titties.
Everybody would be like, I got AOC next.
Oh, people would be, even people who hated her politics would be running over there.
Who was that lady that got fired? She was actually cute. Do you remember she had to step down because she had sex with like her campaign workers?
Oh, you're talking about Huckabee's daughter? She was a babe.
No, I'm talking about there was some like she, lady.
She's not a babe.
Oh, she's not? Okay. You imagine, yeah. Nobody, there's not, I'll be honest with you. As far as politics go, there may be someone who's decent. It's kind of like saying, like, she's hot for, she or he is good looking for a comic.
Oh, people like think Michelle Obama's a smoke show, and it's just because compared to other first ladies.
Yeah, compared to fucking Nixon's wife.
People are obsessed with her. Like, did you see her outfit? It's like, one, they have stylists, so it's not her picking. And two, like, just I hate these like internet sweethearts. Like, you see so much of it. You're like, who cares?
I know.
It's like, oh my god, that outfit is fierce. Oh, Michelle, I'm like, what? Why? Like, I don't understand it.
She didn't make it. She didn't make it herself. She didn't design it herself. Why not give the credit to who made it, who built it? Why don't you go to fucking China to the sweatshop that created it and high five all the kids that fucking made it?
People love it. But anyway, French coppers dispersed 100 people gathered for a warehouse orgy in Paris for breaking coronavirus rules.
Do they send a scout out to find a warehouse? They're like, dude, we found the perfect warehouse to fuck.
This may not be government action, so I may have misinterpreted that. This may just be regular citizens. Either way, this 100-man orgy is impressive numbers.
That is, we're talking about this on Beach Cops. When you go to one of these things and you don't have a lady with you, we're talking about this. If yes. You could just, if you could say that your wife's parking the car.
Yeah, she's coming in. Trust me, she's smoking hot. So I should get one of the hotter women here. It's only fair.
And you carry
she'll be
her
in here.
Purse.
Don't worry.
You carry her purse. And you're like, do you have anywhere I can hang my wife's purse? She's parking the car. She'll be here in 10 minutes.
Maybe wear her wig. Like, I'm wearing this women's wig.
Yeah. Bring in a pair of her underwear. Go, I've got her panties right here. As soon as she gets in, she's ready to go. She's not wearing underwear.
She wanted me to carry her shoes. They're really killing her feet. But yeah, who's looking to fuck? I want to get in right away. And
here's
then I got to go.
Dress. I got her dress right here.
She's coming in naked is how horny she is. She made me take. She took it off. I couldn't control her.
But she insisted that I get started so that she could just jump right
That's
in.
That's what she would have wanted. The parking out there is horrible. Like, this is in the middle of nowhere.
Next time you guys look for an orgy warehouse, can you get one with better parking?
We thought there'd be a valet. I mean, it's 100 people here. There's just nowhere to park. We're late.
Can you imagine valeting an orgy?
Ugh.
After work, like, oh, I wouldn't want to touch anybody.
Well, then
I mean,
people could be getting out, like, in thong. Who knows what they show up in? Like, I may maybe just be showing up scantily clad.
They may be jerking it on the way there just to work up a boner. You're touching the wheel.
I flew to France.
Steering wheel.
I was at a great dog orgy. There was like 50 dogs, 100 people.
It was in a warehouse. There's just pre-cum all over everyone's steering wheel.
So officers raided this at the Collegian, a Paris suburb. This was on a Friday night, following reports of men and women meeting for the so-called libertine party.
Oh Jesus! They're going the libertine lifestyle.
Apparently, they have a COVID curfew, so I think they were breaking that and COVID protocol.
Why didn't they just do it earlier, and then you could make the curfew?
I think they need that nighttime action. Maybe they all have kids. Like, we got to put them to bed.
If you don't want to get caught, you got to do like an 11 a.m. orgy. That's the sweet spot. No one's ever been busted in an 11 a.m. orgy.
That's a good point. I don't know if there's ever how many there have been. Probably been some. School, they're like, hey, all our kids are in school. Take the day off work. Come by.
Yeah, like, let's get this fucking orgy going. We got to be done by 2:30. I got to pick my kids up.
Yeah, like, no, let's get down to it. Not a lot of small talk off the top. How does it start? Is there a gunshot? Is there someone hit a gong?
Yeah, they're all in starting blocks. You have half the people bent over, half the people are in starting blocks, and then you just run.
You're like, oh, we started? I'm sitting here talking like an idiot. I didn't know we were going.
I think there must be... if they do say go, everybody's like probably got their top picks and then they have to work their way down. But can you imagine you run there and the guy's already like, I'm already in here. And you're like, fuck, I gotta find a new
where how many rooms are there? A warehouse, I guess, is just everyone's on the ground or their beds.
It's not a good look. It can't be. Like, you walk in, you're like, ooh, boy, I better get the fuck out of here.
The smells. I mean, people are probably like, I mean, I'm assuming people are taking shits. You know, they're nervous and they're...
People are taking shits?
Not like on the floor, but in the bathrooms and stuff.
You think guys have...
Somebody
women
is.
Women and men are having taking nervous shits from the orgy.
Big girl. Oh, my stomach's too much broccoli. Jesus.
I've had diarrhea for 2 years. You think it's because I've been going to orgies that I'm nervous? Hey,
guys, I just did a 12 flusher in there. I think we should shut this one down for a while.
Dude, I don't know if anyone's having diarrhea at an orgy because they're nervous.
I guess three people who were thought to be the organizers were arrested soon. This was when it was 9 p.m. raid, so it wasn't that late. Soon after the 9 p.m. raid, up to 100 were fined for noncompliance with regulations.
Do you think the first cops that ran in there come out and they go, we're going to need the gas masks? The smell in there almost fucking
this
made me
is
pass
France
out.
Though, so I think they're used to some serious BO.
Dude, you add horrendous BO to a steamy warehouse full of dirty French people fucking.
Ugh.
I don't think anyone can get used to that smell.
It said local magistrates sitting in an emergency session granted permission for sound and lighting equipment to be confiscated. So they're filming this. Fuck action.
Oh, this could be like one of those. You ever watch the or see the pornos where it's just like a dance? They're at like a nightclub and it's
oh,
just
yeah,
like
and it's just like
a bunch
everyone's
of people fucking.
Yeah, and you're like, that's not. I've never been to a nightclub like that. Where's that at?
Yeah, I was like, Jesus, boy. Yeah, what nights are this? Is this happening?
The government also recommended that attendees were provided with basic sex education as it relates to the spread of viruses. So they had to sit there and be like, hey, guys, you know, not only COVID, but there's also STDs you guys could get. You want to be careful.
Dude, why does the government do this stupid shit? It's like, dude, yeah, we know what we're doing. I hate when it's like what they said to you to driver's ed. All it is a money-making scheme. You're not learning anything new about driving. You're not going to retain anything new about driving.
These people are adults. Why you got to lecture them about it? They know what they're doing.
The governments are such cunts when they do this shit. It's like, we know better than you. So here's what happens when you have sex with COVID. He's like, yeah, we know, dude. We're willing to risk it so that we can fuck.
We're horny. We understand the risks. We don't care.
There's no amount of re-education. Nobody's like, holy shit, I did not know any of this.
Well, maybe,
I showed up this orgy
shop.
I'm so ignorant about orgy safety protocol.
Are you going to that Georgie?
Georgie's like, what, somebody's house named Georgie?
Who's Georgie?
No, the one where you put your yenis inside people's vaginas.
Orgies are legal in France. Are they legal in the U.S.?
Why would they be illegal?
I guess if they're married people out fucking, it would be illegal in the U.S., but I don't know.
Yeah, but what kind of government outlaws orgies if it's consenting adults? And large number, who limits the number of people that could be in a room while you're all fucking?
Somebody, whether or not they're legal in the U.S., someone should just run on I'm legalizing orgies campaign in the U.S.
Dude, honestly, I think you would win an election.
People would love it.
Yeah.
People would love it.
People are like, what are your what are your views on foreign policy and border control? I don't know.
Who
but
cares?
I do know one thing, orgies for everyone.
Legalize orgies. And like, they are legal. Well, I want to normalize them. They need to be more.
Yeah. So, well, I didn't know that, but I do know that I want them normalized.
This is the best sentence in the whole thing. Warehouse orgies generally involve people swapping partners or turning up alone to find new ones. So the dangers are multiplied. Spreading COVID.
Who writes this? Who are they talking to? Like, is this written for children? Who are like, mommy, daddy, what's an orgy? Well, I'll tell you what.
I mean, just
orgy
go
is
and
here.
They say going out to stores, you can get it. So obviously, yeah, going to a fucking orgy is probably more risky.
But they also describe I mean, there's probably like some 60-year-old person who's like, Oh my God. All these years I'd heard the term. I never knew what people were talking about.
Some guy brought dead rodents because he thought his rival was there. He was throwing them around.
He's throwing them on his fucking...
He threw them at a lady's pussy.
Oh my God.
Oh, French fucking... or... I mean, I think France would be low on my list of... Well, no. I'd say like a third world of country, what? But I was going to say it's low on my list of places I'd like to go to an orgy.
Dude, there are a lot.
No, there's a lot of lower attractive than that.
When I, people there, a lot of attractive ladies in Paris.
Yeah,
some of them I would put up with hairy armpits. I'd be like, I'll put up with a little BO.
Yeah, but it's always the same thing, though. It's like when you get these orgy scenarios, it's never the hot. Usually, not the super attractive.
We're thinking the porno movie version of this orgy, but also I'm super sensitive to all smells. And, like, this probably would be my fucking nightmare. Like, an absolute nightmare.
Oh, yeah, you would, I don't think you're walking in like, oh, that cooking sauce smells great in here.
Yeah, I'm not going to be like, whoa, that whiff of shit that hit my nose is making me super horny right now.
Oh, and I think the average age in there is probably, like, 50s, maybe.
I wish why is the government not doing an orgy census so that we know... The numbers, the ages, the heights, the weights.
Post the 100 people's pictures.
Yes, that would actually be great because you're like, oh, okay, 30%.
Then you'd be like,
looking.
This is I'd be interested in, you know, like that's interesting.
But yeah, maybe orgies are for me.
Yeah, but I would say it's not great.
No, they're all going to be that fucking guy from that viral video with the ripping and the tearing.
And if you bring an attractive lady, like, I think you'd almost need security to fend off some of these fucking hornballs.
You're like, guys, I'm going to fuck her over here in the corner. Get away. They're like, no, I'm next. I'm not. I'll get in there. I think what you end up happening is, like, some guy just slides between your legs and just, like, starts going to town.
I wonder how often are there fist fights about, you know, either, like, guys coming on too strong to somebody's lady, not taking, you know, like groping or like not taking the hint of like, hey, she's not into you, like back off.
I would say there's more fisting fights where the people are fighting over who gets the fisting.
I thought you were saying they were going to fight like you have somebody on your fist and you ram them into somebody else. Like that's how you fight.
No, I was thinking that people start shoving each other over who's going to do the fisting.
Hey man, I said I was fisting. Why are you doing it?
I said, I'm next. No, I was next. I went to the bathroom. Someone was supposed to save my spot.
I thought you were leaving, man. You took your jacket. It's cold. It's freezing.
He's like, I've been waiting here for 20 minutes. I just had diarrhea because of the anxiety of getting ready to fist.
Hey, so wait in line. I got diarrhea too, all right?
We all got diarrhea, but welcome to the party.
Who cares? Save your sob story. Everyone here has got diarrhea in one form or another.
You imagine it's like, we all got diarrhea, buddy. Sing your sad song somewhere else.
They're like, Jesus. Okay, well, I'm back. Who's looking to fuck after he's talking about his diarrhea?
He'd be like, hopefully this person who I'm getting ready to fist their asshole doesn't have diarrhea.
Then you got Big Earl. I may be the oldest ride in the park, but I got the longest life.
But I got the biggest fist.
And then you got Shab. You got a booth. Tell me a word, and I'll tell you how I spell it and pronounce it.
Dude, there should be just a Shab alphabet where A is not actually A. It's actually F.
Giraffe, man.
Do you think he can do the alphabet without singing it?
No way. No way.
Probably not.
And I think he wouldn't even know if you said do it backwards, like what that would mean. Like, what do you mean backwards?
I don't think that he... He might not. I would love if I ever got on the show. Remind me. I gotta ask him to do the alphabet. Say the alphabet. The full.
You guys
alphabet.
Seen those flamingos? Beautiful.
Have you guys ever seen a grare?
It's weird. You never see mermaids in the wild. Like I don't know. I'm starting to think they may not exist.
Dude, he wouldn't go that far. He's just like, do you think that like they're only in like a certain island or something?
Maybe they're in like the Bermuda Triangle. I don't know. Something weird's going on.
I'm definitely not going to the Bermuda Triangle, though. I'll tell you that, man. Like everyone that goes in there dies. It's like 5 million people have died in the Bermuda Triangle.
You ever heard of like those special triangles, the Briangles?
The Briangle. the Bermuda Briangle?
This one's from the Hieronymus. This is the Netherlands. Every now and then you see, you're like, this person's making a huge difference. I wanted to highlight this. This woman named Indy Malink. She's a Dutch card fan. I think that just means she's from there and is a card fan.
Did you say
fan.
A Dutch card fan?
Yeah, like she's she's Dutch and she likes cards. Playing
like,
cards.
Like playing cards?
Yeah.
Her Hallmark cards.
So she was explaining that she likes business cards. She collects.
I'm a real business card collector.
She was explaining a game to her cousins last summer when she asked herself, why should a king be worth more than a queen?
Oh boy. Is this what we're doing now? Is this what we're doing now? This is where we're headed. This is are you out of your fucking mind?
Oh yeah, oh my dude.
And so now it, then what now it goes to chess. Well, no, chess, the queen is the most powerful.
Why should it be? I think we eliminate those terms,
dude. This, we've reached bubble wokeness. You know how the stock market's a bubble? This is bubble wokeness, dude. You can't get any higher. You're now talking about playing cards.
Which mean nothing, by the way. It really means absolutely nothing. It's just a fucking...
You might as well say, why is a five higher than a four?
Yeah, that's like, a good point.
If you're going to disrupt the whole system...
Just do all pictures.
This doesn't contribute to the patriarchy. Like, what do you mean?
So she's 23. She's a forensic psychology graduate. Actually.
Dude, this is it. Because these people are nuts.
She was encouraged by her dad. He was on board with this. And she said it was decided to break with the centuries-old tradition of sexual inequality in playing card decks that rank men above women. Enough's enough.
But, like, if you're playing blackjack... It's the same value.
Well, she may be playing war.
Yeah, what is she playing? What the fuck?
I don't know. Poker, it's kings are higher. She said, if we have this hierarchy that the king is worth more than the queen, then this subtle inequality influences people in their daily life because it's just another way of saying, hey, you're less important.
Who's playing cards all the time? Dude, I'm going to say that guys that gamble a lot also probably aren't ever going to fucking... Who are you trying to get to? Children? Children? I don't know a lot of fucking 10-year-old fucking poker games going on.
But even if they are playing a lot of cards, there's no fucking way this affects anyone's view of women.
Dude, these are micro. The people, they're micro. The micro is what everyone's getting going for now.
These are micro machines.
I don't get it. So then how about we just do away with cards? I don't think anybody should be allowed to play cards. That's what I say.
Gambling's bad.
It's so ingrained.
And she likes cards. Yeah, she's a card player.
Okay, well then I don't want people playing cards because I agree with her. But let's just ban all cards.
She said even subtle inequalities like this do play a big role.
Micro inequalities.
How does this play a big role? Do a study. In what way does this play a big role in anything?
Dude, if your kid is like, oh, king versus queen, and then he goes home and he's like, well, guess what? That looks like I'm going to... By the way, all the guys I know, I don't know any guy that's married or in a relationship that is like, I'm the fucking king of this house. Almost always, it's his lady who's like... calls the shots.
Well, not to mention things have changed, and even as a father, like if you look at the way like our dads raised, like it's changed completely. You would say, I guess, if someone were to ask you about like either your brother or your brother-in-law, men's roles in raising kids has changed like 1,000,000%.
Oh dude, like I would say that, and pretty much all the relationships, I would say that the female is the breadwinner of the house in all of these situations.
And men like are like doing, you know, some men stay at home, but a lot of men are super active. I mean, back in the day, most fathers, and not all, but most were out there working a lot, and the mom was raising the kids. But now it's either 50-50 or even, but it's like that, no one talks about that. It's just like, let's talk about these cards. Who fucking cares, man?
I mean, dude, I get it. If you want to tackle this, and yeah, there are legitimate issues, but this isn't the way to make your name, okay? This is the dumbest... This is one of the absolute dumbest attempts to correct something. Go after something real. Like cards, are you out of your... I'm going to say most of the guys that gamble don't give a fuck about any of this shit. Like this isn't going to sway them. They're going to be... You're actually making enemies by doing this.
So what did this lady do? A lot of trial and error. She designed a genderless deck of cards.
You gotta be fucking kidding
me. She went genderless.
So why can we not have gender? A small minority of people consider themselves gender fluid or non-gender-based human beings. Most people, majority of people aren't involved in this.
By the way, if you even look at it in terms of what a king and a queen represent, aren't king and they're both elevated. Like, they're not, it's not much of a difference.
I would also say, yes, I would argue that, like, that whole system of kings and queens.
Yeah, why don't we get rid of that?
What a damaging system that was for centuries.
And I don't want to hear about fucking England's king and queen anymore. I'm sick of it and all their kids.
Dude, it's the dumbest shit that still exists. I understand it's your culture and we don't have that here, but I think it's fucking stupid. You waste all this goddamn money supporting these fucks.
So she did the genderless deck in which images of a king, queen, and jack were replaced with gold, silver, and bronze.
Why can't the jack be in there?
I guess because it's a man. She just wants nothing representing a man or woman.
So what are the values for face cards now? Does she put a numerical value on them?
I think gold's the highest, silver, and then
gold.
Bronze.
Why is gold the highest?
That's true.
Why can't silver? I'm precious metal fluid. I don't consider any precious metal above the other.
By the way, it says a lot of trial and error. How long did it take her to get to gold, silver, and bronze? It doesn't seem that hard.
Dude, you know why? Because people don't have real work ethics anymore. And she's like, I slaved. Dude, she made this seem like she actually made a contribution. You've done nothing. You've done nothing except waste your time and waste my time for listening to this. You fuck.
Friends and family snapped up the first 50 decks.
Good, because they're the only people who are going to buy them except a couple other idiots. And guess what? You can't play with anybody because they don't know what the fuck the cards are.
Yeah, you bring this deck of cards. They're like, fuck you, man. I don't even know how to play this. I want my other cards. They have images. It's gold bars, silver coins, and a bronze shield. So she started making more and selling them online. What is she making them on? Are they like paper or are they on the real card?
They're on the real card. What she ought to do is look at the history of gold, silver, and bronze and see the wars and the death and the destruction that they created fighting for those. And who implemented the system? The Olympics? You mean the Olympics that was based on like people fighting to the death and that sort of stuff? I say that she's doing more damage by promoting the gold, silver, bronze. I think those systems should be done.
Well, you may want to make a third deck.
Yeah, make a third deck. Dude, we're soon going to have cards that have no value, and it's whatever value you place on them. So somebody lays down their blank cards, and you go, I have a royal flush. And
then you argue. You have to argue about why your cards are better than their cards.
Yeah, and well, no, then you have to be polite and go, I acknowledge that you believe that you have a royal flush, and it's higher than my cards. Therefore, I'm giving you my fucking money.
Okay, next time you have to give me your money. We'll play like that.
He's like, I don't want to give you your money. I respect your wishes, and I will always give you my money because I believe that you don't owe me any money. It's fucking crazy.
So far, she's sold around 1,500 packs, which is more than I thought would sell. It's including to Belgium, Germany, France, and the U.S. Game shops have shown some interest.
Dude, if you go to someone's house and they have a pack of cards, and they're like, by the way, we don't have king, queens, and jacks. We just got gold, silver, and bronze. You know what you do? You walk out. You say, you know what? You can go fuck yourself, and you walk out of that fucking house.
She's been testing the card out on players. I don't know if that means people who have sex with a lot of people or not, who said they'd never been conscious of sexual inequality index before. Why would you be conscious of that? You'd have to be a maniac to be...
These are not things that you need to think about. This is a lady with a mental issue. Like, she has OCD or something. I mean, this is not something that you should be playing cards and going, God, I feel so guilty about doing this because the king is higher than the queen.
So they lay down a king, and they're like, whoa, I'm going to take that back. I'm not going to put it down. I can't even show it.
I won't do it. I'll never play with kings. I'm going to rip it up.
Let's rip them up now before the game even starts. Some dude's the head of the Dutch Bridge Association.
Oh, by the way, the biggest loser in town, Dutch Bridge Association.
I don't know if this is a man or a woman. Oh, this is a woman. She said, it's good we reflect on gender neutrality.
dude, can we? Oh my, I think they think people are fucking shab stupid here. Don't
it's
you?
Such
think,
a waste of energy. There's so much more going on in the world. Like, who
but people
cares?
Know. Can we not accept? There's a ton of things women can do men can't do, and there's a ton of things men can do that women can't do. It's not equality. You should just respect the pros and cons of both genders because there is an equal pros and equal cons to everything.
And guess what? It has nothing to do with playing cards. Zero.
No.
Nothing.
Fucking assholes.
Even the head of the Dutch Bridge Association, though, said it would be complicated to make a formal switch because that would require updating the rules. She said, I wonder if it's worth it, but gender neutrality, I'm all for it. It's great that someone of this age notices. It's the new generation.
It's the new generation of destruction. I'm all for equality of all races, genders, and everything. But what you're doing here is you're waging a war because people like us who respect all of that stuff are now pissed at you and are like, you know what? Fuck this. I'm not doing this anymore because this shit's being shoved down my neck with playing cards.
It's just not. There's just so much more important that should be looked at than this. This will do absolutely nothing.
Yeah, you know what it will do? It'll fatten her bank account. If she were doing this and giving these cards away at cost, that would be one thing. She's looking to profit off this. Don't let this fucking thing blind you. This is a 100% opportunistic money-making scheme.
Yeah, she should donate the money to like a women's organization.
She will. She'll donate like 1% of her fucking profits after cost. And she'll write it off on her taxes.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. I think we are at peak woke. We're at peak woke, man. And you know what happens when you hit peak? When the bubble bursts, it swings so violently the other way that it is going to be a shock to everyone's system. We were making progress. And then people got fanatic about it. The progress has now stopped, and it will start reverting back to its old ways, which is anti.
I mean, because of all this stuff, you get the guys wearing Camp Auschwitz shirts who go the extreme. I mean, they probably started that way anyway, but those sort of views, people are like, well, I don't want to, like, it's extremism in both directions is what it causes.
Yes. It's when you start trying to rattle the entire system all at once and make massive sweeping changes that also don't make sense and are also done for profit. Show me some of these fucking companies that are doing this out of the kindness of their heart, and you won't find them. They're doing it for profit. People that are doing this are following a trend, and the trend is do this, you'll sell more product. That's all it is. Don't fucking think that there's some sort of altruistic fucking mentality behind it.
What card is there's a king in the deck of cards? Who's the guy wearing the funny hat, and who's the lady with the big tits that also has a funny hat?
What's the Drac? Which one's that?
Have you ever heard Drac of all trades, master of fun?
You know what must blow his mind, old Shab, is like a magic show. Must really blow his mind.
He's like, I don't mess with it. Those are demons that are doing that.
Let's get out of here on this one real quick. This is a quick one. This is from Ben Glaze. Haven't heard Ben.
You glazed your face.
Hope you're doing well over there in Michigan. This is Carl Gamby, which is a great name. Great, like, cop name.
Gamby. Hey, Gamby's on the case.
Hey, Gamby, get in my office, you piece of shit. This guy had one of the best first day of works ever. This is John Little would even acknowledge. John Little's quit jobs in the middle of shifts. This is an unbelievable first day. So according to investigators, Gamby, 32, of Harrisburg, PA, went into a bathroom, injected himself with bath salts and fentanyl off the bat.
Two? This guy's like fentanyl. Fentanyl.
Yes.
The most powerful shit out there.
Can kill you right away.
It's not. I got to cut it with some other shit to get higher. This guy's a true blue beach pony if I've ever seen one.
Why even go to the job if that's what you're going to do?
Why go to
call
the job?
In sick. But call it's his first sick. Day. It's just don't go. Don't go to the job.
I'm super nervous. You know what I need to do? Jesus. A good shot of fentanyl and fucking bath salts.
I need money, man. I want to work legitimately, but I'm bringing my syringe, My bath salts and my fentanyl.
Dude, the human body truly is a fucking unbelievable machine that it can handle fentanyl and bath salts being injected into it at once.
So he was a clerk at the Econo Lodge. They give the address, which who cares?
Very stressful job. I can see why he's doing a ton of fentanyl and fucking bath salts.
So he stumbles out of the bathroom. This is his first day, probably being trained. What's he do? Grabs a female coworker from behind and kisses her neck right out of the bathroom. Okay.
Day one. Okay, already off to a rocky start.
Yeah, we got the drug use. Then we have sexual harassment, maybe assault.
I would say sexual assault, yeah.
Then he takes off his shirt, repeatedly tries to get the woman to kiss him as she yelled for him to get away. So he doubled down. The woman flees to her car, calls 911, later told cops that as she drove away, Gamby yelled, "Before you leave, I just want to show you something." And that's when he started taking his pants off.
You imagine he's like, hold on. I approached this all wrong. But before you leave, before you know you're locked in your car right now, terrified.
I know you're peeling out. Give me one last shot. Let's throw the Hail Mary pass.
You think he's yelling? I just want to show you something.
Wait. Stop calling 911. Hold on.
Guys, I got to be honest with you. This is the fentanyl and bath talk salt, and that's not really me.
I'm nervous. Don't judge me on my first day of work antics. Yeah.
Some people get diarrhea. Some people get bath salts and fentanyl injected.
Just let me come back. Next week, I'll be a totally different guy.
He's like, look, isn't this strike one? Don't I get two more?
Who the fuck hired this guy, by the way? Who's like... Hey, he seems like a good guy. I mean, who knows? He could have just done a regular interview, but something tells me you could have. If you asked anything, this guy would have fucked it up.
I'm going to say that finding a clerk to work the desk at a hotel, especially during COVID and all that, probably isn't the easiest thing in the world to do. So they're like, we'll take them.
So cops got there pretty quickly. Gamby was naked by the time they got there. His clothes were strewn across the motel lobby. And a used syringe was in the bathroom sink. He didn't even clean up the evidence.
So he shot it in. He goes, I'll come back for this.
Yeah,
later.
I'll just leave it. I'll clean it out. Security cameras recorded the whole thing. The recording showed Gamby was naked by the time the woman's car left the parking lot. So I think that will probably a charge will come of that.
Do you think he's like? Do you think she saw it? Do you think she pull out?
I have her number. It's on the phone tree behind the desk.
This guy better have one humdinger of a hog. If he's like, no, seriously, this will make everything better if you just take a look at this.
The state superior court has refused his plea to overturn the indecent assault conviction handed to him by the jury. Is Judge Jacqueline O'Shogan, it's a great name, noted in the state court's opinion, Gamby freely admitted he deserved his other convictions for indecent exposure and possession of drug paraphernalia. She found that the indecent assault conviction is well deserved, despite his argument that kissing his coworker on the neck didn't rise to the level of that crime.
Well, this guy at least admits. He's like,
come on.
I
deserve a lot of it, but kissing your neck, that's cool, right?
I will not take I will plead guilty to everything. You throw the book at me, but God damn it, that kissing on the neck was not as bad as you think it was.
He was trying to say the neck like isn't an intimate area, and this lady's like, yeah, there are areas other than genitalia, buttocks, or breasts that could be intimate areas.
And he said, I disagree.
That's how I kiss friends, right on the neck.
When I see my mother, I give her a kiss on the neck, and I, dude, what do you mean? Of course the neck is. This guy's a fucking dope.
What a fucking Gamby is stuck with 11 and a half to 23 month prison sentence. That's it?
Sometimes I see what these motherfuckers get for something. I go, oh, this is probably 3 months, and they're like 5 years. This motherfucker, I mean, he'll be out in 6 months.
He might be worse. He'll be working at another motel.
Yeah,
he's chasing ladies, he's getting naked, he's shooting up. That's at a job. What's this guy doing in his free time?
I could see people be like, he has a problem. You got to get him help. It's not going to do anything. No, dude, this guy, a problem is like, I did drugs and I OD'd and almost died. This is like, this guy's got real fucking problems.
If you're his parents, so you're issues. Like, well, I mean, on the one hand, he took initiative, he got a job.
Do you think people are out there positive. Protesting? They're protesting that the neck is not an erogenous zone. Hell
bring
no,
back Gamby. We want Gamby behind that desk.
Hell no, the neck's not a fucking intimate zone.
I bet he was like, his plan was like, I'll work the desk. After a few hours, I'm going to charm everyone so much that I'm going to be asking people checking in, like, you need some bath salts? You need some fentanyl? He's going to be dealing, probably.
He could have been. Or, I mean, dude, shooting fentanyl is a fucking...
Dude, they say, like, even the tiniest amount of fentanyl can kill you.
Would you see that... That dude, he OD'd and died, and his grandma was like cleaning up his room, and she thought it was dust, and she brushed it, and it got on her hand, and she fucking died.
Oh, because it absorbed right into the skin.
Absorbs right in. Wow. They say like even a tiny bit, if you touch it, you can fucking die, like just dead.
So the grandma and the grandson both taken out.
Yeah, she's like, oh, my son, he has all this talcum powder everywhere.
Huh. Let me snort it here.
Unbelievable.
Wow,
yeah,
that's a real dreadful story. Mom, so I'm in prison right now with this guy, and he's a pretty cool guy, and he told me that the neck is not an intimate zone, so
yeah,
I don't know why he's
I
even
agree.
In here.
Scott's kissing my neck right now. I don't feel anything.
Who cares? Might as well be kissing the ground. Who cares? That does nothing for me.
Yeah, that's why. Yeah, this guy ever kissed a woman's neck?
Didn't
By the way,
Bobby,
I shouldn't say
like
this.
Watch that video of a woman getting her neck broken.
Dude, I'm gender. I have gender neutrality, so I agree. A neck is just a neck. It doesn't do anything for a woman if it doesn't do something for a man.
I think Burger King should maybe change its name.
Dude, that is a great Burger Gold. Burger Gold should be the name of. Guys, are you guys going to Burger Gold?
It sounds like a disco that smells like fucking meat.
Dude, pretty soon you're not going to be able to have masculine and feminine names at all. Everyone will have to just be, everyone will have to be, what's a fucking female male name that's,
I don't even know.
Jamie? Jamie's one?
You're talking, Tyler. Dana.
Gender neutral.
But yeah, even, Dana. Like, can you do, like, they're like Mr. Pibb. Is that like a brand of root beer or something?
Shouldn't be Mr., dude. It should be all Pibbs.
Or just Pibbs.
Pibbs. There we go. Burger Gold and Pibbs.
Burger Gold. Is there a queen? I guess, though, it's saying the king is the
Dairy
top of the
queen.
Line. Yeah, fuck
Dairy Bronze. Dairy Bronze.
Fuck Dairy Queen, man. How dare
but
they?
Are you... Also, I mean, you are still saying though that the queen is a lesser value because you're saying the card is bronze. You're equating queen to second place.
Well, then in your head, you're like, oh, which one's the queen? Like, you still know which one's the queen. You're not erasing that knowledge. Yeah.
You're like, queen is second best. That you're still. It would take a full generation to not. You would have to get rid of all playing cards, and then it would take a full generation. Growing up not knowing those playing cards in order for it to take hold. But right now, I actually think you're doing a disservice because you're placing a second place value on a queen.
If she could show me one person other than herself or anyone she knows, like a random person who's like, I grew up and I started beating women, it all goes back to my days of playing cards. If she could prove that to me, then maybe I would give this a shred. Of fucking significance, but it's so far-fetched that anyone would be influenced by this at all to change it it's way out there.
I support equality for people that are good people.
Yeah,
I do not think that this is the route you take to get there, though. You are radicalizing people by pissing them off. You what,
think she's going to the local casinos with her fucking deck? Trying to sell.
Oh, I bet you.
They're
yeah,
like,
because she wants to make a. She wants to be a millionaire, dude. She's not. This is a fucking. I can't get over the number of companies that jump on this bandwagon who behind the closed doors are fucking evil, dirty, polluting, fucking abusive companies that are like, but look it, we care about you. They care about the bottom line and the shareholders. That's it.
She must hate the playing cards with the naked, like the women on them, like Dutch had in the movie Dutch.
Dude, what if they had, that's like her, that's the worst thing she's ever seen in her life.
I'm never playing cards again.
This makes me so sick. I don't even want to.
I wonder what her
anymore.
Cousins thought when she was like, wait a second, why is the king higher than the queen? They were like, who cares? Just tell us the rules. Shut up.
Dude, Dairy Queen, what else? There's got to be another queen or king restaurants out there.
There's got to be something.
I mean, I'd say that I also would like to look into the history of the bronze, gold, bronze, and silver. I guarantee you that there is some fucking really bad background on that.
She's going to be like, she's going to have to make an apology speech. I'm sorry. I was unaware.
The origin of that comes from something nefarious, I'm sure. Everything does.
Why is the king the highest? But isn't ace? Why is the ace the highest?
Dude, there you go. Actually, king second.
So ace is the top.
Yeah.
And ace is neutral.
Who's the ace?
Ace is neutral. So what's the problem? There's no problem there.
I would argue that ace is masculine. Hey, you ever go see a guy go, hey, what's up, ace?
Yeah, no one's like,
how you doing, chief?
No one calls a lady ace.
Oh, my God. Well, we're in good hands.
Can
folks.
You be called like the mattress king? Or that should be done away.
Mattress gold, baby.
It's like there's no sausage king of Chicago. It's sausage gold of Chicago.
It doesn't make sense.
Like you can't be called like LeBron James. They call him King James. They may want to reconsider that.
But can a woman be she can open a mattress store and be the mattress king?
What about the King James Bible? So what should that be called? The Gold James Gold, Bible?
Gold James Bible.
Or like the Gold James, I guess, apparently, can be a woman's name these days.
But it's still king, dude. It's got a cock attached to it. Can't do that.
Decockify a card. That's her movement.
It's a card cockification.
Like, what are you talking about?
A decockification of playing cards.
Oh, fuck. And people her age are probably thank you so much. Like, I've been waiting for this.
About time. Do you think anybody was avoiding, like, I didn't play cards because I hated it, but now I am playing cards and losing money like a motherfucker.
I lost my college fund. Thank you. Thanks to you. Thank you so much.
Yeah. By the way, if you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Yeah. Argus Hamilton will tell you
that. Does that still exist? 1-800-GAMBLER?
I bet it does.
I call 1-800-GAMBLER. They say you got a problem. I said, I got an ace and a seven. What should I do?
Classic Argus Hamilton bit. Still does it. It's been doing it.
I wonder what's he doing during the pandemic. He's a guy who's at the comedy store all the time.
Argy?
Yeah. He must be chomping at the fucking bit. All these current event bits, he's writing his jokes. He can't do them anywhere.
Dude, I see I read a lot of these articles of people doing the Zoom shows. But for me, you're better off. I don't know. The Zoom show is a tough thing to wrap your head around.
But who would book him on a Zoom show?
Oh, nobody?
Yeah, that's the problem.
Because everyone in his age group doesn't know how to use Zoom.
Can I call in on a cordless phone? Or
I think people are booking him on speakerphone engagements because people in his age group don't know fucking
He's doing
Zoom.
Ham radio shows.
Hey, breaker, breaker. We're doing a fucking CB trucker.
Anybody out there? Any truckers want to hear some jokes?
This guy's going to shut the fuck up.
Dick Cheney sounds like something Hillary needed to have around Bill. I wonder when he brought that bit back.
He loved when Hillary came back in. He could do all his old Bill Clinton bits.
OJ and stuff. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen, but it's best to be adaptable because... Zoom shows seem like a fucking nightmare.
The people are doing them, man. I see them all the time online. Just the longer this shit goes on, people are still doing them. People are doing doing the parking lot. I mean, if you're a big name comic, I get doing parking lot shows. But like doing a parking lot show with like 50 other comics, I'm like, eh.
I've watched some clip about, I don't watch the Daily Show, but for some reason there was something on there. And I was like, Noah whatever his name is.
He's in his Trevor Noah. He's in his apartment, right?
Yeah, dude. He has a $27 million house and a fucking $15 million fucking penthouse in New York. He's not an apartment.
Jeez.
He was doing it, and you know they're doing the jokes, and I was like, this is insane. Like, it's like me doing a joke and it's just dead silence. Like, jokes only work if there's laughter. Like, all the bits, I felt so terrible for him. I was like, I don't know how you could do this. The laughter is the only way that a bit only works if there's laughter. If there's no laughter, then it's a failure. So every joke, no matter how good it is a fucking failure if there's no laughter.
Does SNL have no crowd? I don't watch it.
I don't watch it. I'll watch clips on occasion if it's like not political shit and it's just good old fashioned tomfoolery.
But, I love that they had the courage to have Pete Davidson kiss John Krasinski. About time, ladies and gentlemen.
Are we still talking about same gender kisses here?
About,
I mean, Jesus Christ.
Time. They kissed on the mouth and I was rock hard, not because I was horny for it, but because it the equality.
Because you're horny for equality.
Yes.
how are we? I feel like you set everything back by keep bringing up that this is a big deal because it's not a big deal at all.
And it's just like it's for a bit.
It's happening all the time.
It's for a bit. It's not like they were doing. I don't get it. Why people were like, this is great. I'm like, is it? Why is it great?
The narrative is so bizarre to me condescending. Like, they fixate on. Oh, it's super condescending. They're only making things worse by making this some big thing. If you would just normalize it and not make this some spectacular they're making a spectacle out of it, which is the last thing you should do. You should just normalize it.
Everything Pete Davidson does, people, like a certain sector of people, just get a huge boner. He's got a big, very loyal fan base of mainly ladies that I see online, at least.
Best movie ever did was Boning Ariana Grande. He grabbed a shitload of her fan base.
And I think people see him as like, he's a bad boy. He's unpredictable.
He? Why?
I just think they're like, he could do anything.
He's got tattoos.
Yeah, I just think, I don't know. I think that's just a perception. I don't think it's real. And then I saw he interviewed, was it Meryl Streep or somebody? No, some...
and she was nervous to meet him? And I go,
they're like, what a great pairing they are. I'm like, everything he does, he just talked to the lady. What's so great about it? Who cares?
She said she was nervous to meet him because he's so cool. And
yeah,
I was
she's like, you're so cool. I'm like, is he? What are you talking about?
What kind of world are we... Well, sometimes I feel like, I'm sure most people do, feel like that this world, like this is a different world. I don't even know what world that is that these people exist in.
Who is, it's not Meryl Streep. Who is the woman who was in, you may not know, Cruella de Vil and 100, she's like Meryl Streep, but she's not.
Streep. It is Meryl.
Oh, it is Meryl Streep?
In 101 Dalmatians.
That's her?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and he was like, your outfits in there were so fierce. And she's like, oh, I kept them. And people are like, this is the interview we all need. And I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah, people do a lot of things. This is the stuff we need to take a break. And I was like, I don't need to read Pete Davidson and Meryl Streep talking bullshit. Give me some fart jokes and give me some horse fucking material. That's all I need.
Yeah, people are like, we need Snoop Dogg and Martha Stewart. We do? Why? Why do we need that?
Yeah, you don't need anything.
I need it, man. Okay.
Two fucking felons chatting about prison life.
It's like, all right, man. But, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
If you're playing cards out there, guys, you spread the word. You're taking part in something bad. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Every time you go, every time you use that king and you say, this king is the most powerful card on here, you are adding to the patriarchy.
If you play checkers, you need to say gold me when you get the double checker. And you have to start saying Martin Luther King Gold Junior Day.
You need to say gendered fluid me when you play checkers. Martin Luther King. He can't even have the last name. He's Martin Luther Gold.
That sounds like a Jewish lawyer.
Welcome to Martin Luther Gold, attorney at law.
Martin Luther Gold. Sounds either like a villain from a comic book or like an attorney. Luther Gold.
Don King is Don Gold.
He would actually like that. Only in America can a man change his name to Don Gold.
Yeah. I mean, you trace those names back, and they do trace this to the actual king and queen. Yeah, they have to. I'm sure it's where it's derived from.
I knew a guy his last name was Queen.
Dude, well, he's bronze now.
He hated people last name King because they were above him. I bet people are like, we need to get rid of alphabetical order in school because kids with names like Z are, they're always at the end.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, it just needs to be random order.
I also, the comedian Jack Knight needs to change his name to Bronze Knight. Can't even be Jack.
That's a good point. He has no C in his name either, which really throws Shab off. Is it Jake?
Hack?
Is it Hack, like Spanish?
Is the
you imagine Shab ordering like foreign cuisine? How he butchered? Oh. Can I have an enchilada?
Dude, can you imagine? No, he's Mexican. You know, can you imagine him going to a foreign country?
Is
where
he?
People
is he Latin?
Yeah, isn't he the brown bomber? The brown, big brown?
I thought that was his pubes or something. I honestly didn't think that was.
No, I think he's Mexican.
Is he? I had no idea.
Yeah, yeah. That's why he does the taco trucks, I think.
I mean, the name Shab isn't. Is it his mom who is?
It's, I don't know Shabriguez? What his Mexican name. Shad Lopez.
Brendan Shab Lopez?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think he's at least partial, but...
I'm of the descent, but I'll have the taco. I'm going to have a fajiti.
Taco.
And a brido.
Do you have any tuckeritos?
wait, what? Tucker? Sir, what?
Is the Q, what's the sound does a Q make?
Is that giraffe meat in there? Or is it, what do you got in there?
Give me one of those tortles.
I'll have the tortellina. And
the extra jalapenos,
the Speedo Getty, and
can I get a Klaus Zone?
a Klaus Zone,
dude. He in a foreign country would be why doesn't he just do that show
like a travel show, like the one Shab they do with abroad. Ricky Gervais's buddy?
Dude, we should go with we just take him to foreign lands.
We have at it. We're just going to drop you off. We're not going to tell you anything to do and enjoy yourself and we'll film.
I think you could literally do a show. Shab reads menus from foreign countries, of foreign cuisine.
Can I have a gyroy? What is it? G-Y-R-O? A gyro?
He is definitely a guy who goes, give me a gyro. They're like,
I'll take a steak and cheese.
Give me some of that. Dude, him and Thai food would be great.
I'll take the macaroons and cheese.
Can I get a patty, patty Thai?
A patty Thai?
Yeah, patty Thai. Patty Thai.
I'll take the thigh patty.
Can I get a thigh-eye?
I'll take the chow mein.
Dude, that reminds me so much of that Simpsons episode where Homer walks by a gym and he goes, "What's a gyme?" And then he walks in and sees all the weights and he goes, "Oh, a gyme."
that's who Shab models himself after is Homer Simpson.
That's fucking funny.
I get it. I understand. It's cool.
Guys, we need to be playing with gold, silver, and bronze cards now.
Silver and gold.
The only reason that I would support that is because maybe it does make it easier to play cards.
I bought 1,500 decks. And I threw
You're the guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then burned them in front of her.
I said, no,
there's
worth
your
it.
Entire order.
It's worth the money. Enjoy.
She's going to make... honestly, it is a $1 million idea that she's marketing perfectly. I'll give her from a business.
If it took off, she's the
phenomenal.
Only person doing it.
It will, dude. It will. It's the hot trend right now, and like people are gonna be like, "Holy shit!
I never thought of gender. Wow, that really is holding people back."
So don't appreciate her for her so-called contribution to society. Appreciate her for her business sense because she did tap in and find a niche market that I think she's going to exploit perfectly.
We'll see. Scratch that niche, to quote Boon Shakalaka.
Yeah. All right.
Let's get out of here, everybody. Enjoy the giraffes if you're in an area that has them.
Yeah, what area would that be? The zoo or Africa?
Both.
Okay,
adios. Bye-bye.
Danish O'Neill. Danish and O'Neill. Your empty hearts, they will steal. Danish and O'Neill. If you've been to the Minute Clinic, but you still ain't healed.